Hey, what's up? This is Mick from Comistar. In this podcast, we're going to discuss topics related to Estonian EU residency, taxes, regulations, starting and growing your company, marketing, and other relevant stuff for entrepreneurs. We're going to keep it short and casual. You can learn more about us at eresident.me. And by the way, none of the information shared on this podcast is or should be taken as legal advice. If you have any questions, get in touch with us at estonian@comistar.com. Enjoy. Hey, it's Mick from Comistar. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about the hidden benefits of failed projects. Here at Comistar, we have had our fair share of failures. We have tried to launch a new project or a new product or a new service. Every year we have been operational and most of them have failed. And it's hard. It's hard every time because you are investing your faith into better tomorrow. You are investing your resources, time, money, and you expect something to happen. And when it doesn't happen, it's disappointing, right? You lose that hope for a better tomorrow, which I think is very valuable. And you lose that excitement. And excitement is so important. But I do think that everybody loses an excitement at some point if they are in an industry for a long enough time or long enough period. Or maybe I just haven't found my industry and that's why I lose the excitement for my industry, as I have already been here for 8 years, right? So it's something that I always need that excitement of pushing something new out, building a business, you know, having that hope for a bigger and better tomorrow. And I do think that this sort of excitement is kind of natural if you are an entrepreneur, because, you know, that's what pulls you in the morning. And it's hard when things don't work out, right? And a lot of gurus and entrepreneurs are talking about that you have to keep moving to create energy. But how do you keep moving and create energy if you are afraid of failing, right? Because that's what's crippling so many entrepreneurs. They are afraid of failures. But I would say that there are some hidden benefits in failures that maybe make you think about failure in a different way. And I'm not talking about the cliche of you learn more from your failures than you do from your successes, which can be true. I'm not 100% on board with that, because I do think that you can learn a lot from your successes. You can replicate what you've done in one business and what worked, and do it in another business, and it can still work and, you know, create another success for you. It's not always true, but same applies to your failures. You know, the reason that you failed in one industry doesn't mean that you would fail in another industry where maybe it would work, etc. So it's a nuanced thing, right? But that's not the point. Everybody knows that cliche. But what has been very surprising for me personally is that I have started different startups and projects in the last couple of years. And every time I start a startup in a new industry, I have to learn about that industry. So it gives me a wider understanding. It gives me something new on how I perceive business. It helps me to connect different dots because I have that new insight from another industry and how things work there. And also it helps you to expand your network, because if you're building a business in a certain industry and you will reach out to people who are already in this industry to make business with them, or, you know, to learn from them, whatever the angle is for you. And I do recommend always to reach out to different people. Then you expand your network, and network means opportunities. And another thing, besides your network and the learnings that you have from new industries, is how people actually perceive you. Because even if you fail, you have that in your CV that you started a startup A, you started a startup B, you started a startup C. And when you go to my LinkedIn profile, for example, then I have all of those things there. I'm a founder of Tokenize.eu. I'm a founder of Prospectus App. I'm a founder of Bankapply, right? So while the jury is still out there for Bankapply, for example, and I would say it's too early to say that it's a failure, right? But it's not there where I thought it will be. Then when people look at my profile, they look at me as a seasoned entrepreneur, a seasoned founder who has done many businesses, right? They don't look at me just as a consultant, you know, who started Comistar. And it might be fine if you have started an exciting startup, like, you know, if you're a founder of Stripe or Square, or, you know, Facebook or whatever, then you have a huge name, huge company, everybody knows knows you, everybody knows the company. But if you have an unknown company for a wider audience, which, you know, Comistar is, it's not known outside of our industry, right? So if you don't have a very known company and you have founded an unknown company for a wider audience, then when people look at your profile, they see that, okay, you have started that business. But that doesn't really tell the whole story of who you are as an entrepreneur. It's really hard to understand, okay, what kind of knowledge do you have? Are you really a one kind of, one move, player, so to say? Do you only have knowledge about one industry? Like how wide can you go? So I do think that, and I'm not saying that you have to do all of those things if you're happy with your industry, but if you have that craving for building new products and doing new stuff like I do, then you shouldn't be crippled by the fear of failure, because even if you fail, you have those things in your CV, and when people come to you, your network comes to you, they look at you, you will receive more opportunities because they see that you have done so many things. They see that this is who you are as an entrepreneur. You are a doer. You're not a thinker. You have a wide experience from different industries. You have a wide network because you have been connecting people, right, when you do those new businesses. And it's everything is public now these days on LinkedIn, right? Everybody can see that. So that's kind of my message. And that's the surprising thing that I've learned from some of the projects that I've started that have failed, but now I can see some opportunities that have been given to me because I have started those businesses. Although they weren't smashing successes like I hoped, then they still produce me opportunities. And I think that's something that will surprise you at some point if you start businesses and they don't work out.